Songs in the Night for June 26th. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. The question naturally arises, why should God test faith rather than works? The answer is that all kinds of works are dependent upon the ability of the worker, and that the whole race of Adam has become unable to do perfect works on account of the fall of their first parents. None can be perfectly just, perfectly wise, perfectly loving. To be so in our present imperfect condition is impossible. Therefore, in his wisdom and love, God avoids making his test along those lines in which we are absolutely incompetent, and makes it along the line of faith in his wisdom, his love, and his promises. To doubt any of these would be to weaken the basis of our hope. We realize that we are in a fallen condition, that we are dying like the remainder of the race. We have heard through the Word of God that he has provided a Savior, but we see that things continue much as they were, despite all that God and Christ have done. Our faith, however, assures us that God, who knew the end from the beginning, is working all things according to the counsel of his own will, and that in due time he will establish righteousness in the earth. Zion's Watchtower, 1912, page 321, hymn 197. The text again, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11.